President Barack Obama is asking Congress for a 35% increase in funding in 2017 to fight back against the ever-growing cyber attacks agencies are facing. The $19 billion request is part of a broader effort by the administration to better secure federal networks and data. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details and analysis on the president's 2017 IT and cyber budget request and new cybersecurity national action plan. Jason, what is the significant increase? How big is the increase and what are they going to do with it?
This year, back, you know, talking about 2016, agencies got about $14 billion. So going to a $19 billion increase, that's roughly 35%. And that is unheard of in many ways around cybersecurity. You know, over the last decade, Tom, you and I have seen this. We've seen a couple percentage, 5%, 3%, a couple billion dollars, $1 billion, $2 billion increase. But to really push it that much is really saying, hey, agencies need some help. And in fact, 19 of 24 agencies, you know, really large cabinet-level agencies, will see budget increases for cyber in 2016 based on those enacted levels. Now, of course, this is a request, so a lot still has to get done. But let's just take a couple. For instance, OPM, Office of Personnel Management, we know their struggles. We know the big data breach. They requested $37 million more just for cybersecurity. Homeland Security Department, really at the center of the cybersecurity challenges agencies are facing, requested both $37 million to expand its teams of cyber experts to help agencies and $275 million for the CDM, the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. But the biggest chunk of this increase comes in the form of a new IT modernization plan. Tony Scott is the federal CIO.
It'll be administered by the General Services Administration. And some of the key aspects of the fund are the following. First, we're going to prioritize applications and federal agencies that have a high cybersecurity challenge. We're going to look for applications that can utilize shared services, the cloud, and other more modern architectures. And we're also going to focus on those applications that are high cost to operate. So a combination of factors will be the winning formula for projects that get funded by the IT Modernization Fund. One of the unique aspects of the fund is that it's a revolving fund. Agencies will get, if they're successful, sourcing from this fund, but they'll get funding in increments, which will encourage incremental development as they hit key milestones and objectives, rather than the big blob of money that is typical in the federal government today for systems upgrade.
And Tom, we know the big blob of money doesn't work. So this is an idea, the IT Modernization Fund. Again, you heard Tony Scott talk about a revolving fund. Agencies would have to pay the money back when they see savings from the implementation of the new technology. Now, a couple things about the fund that we learned today about. They will have a project review board made up of IT acquisition, cybersecurity, agile development experts that will review agency business cases and select projects for funding to ensure the prioritization of projects that, again, highest risk profile, government-wide impact, probability of success. The board also will identify opportunities to replace multiple legacy systems with a smaller number of common platforms. Obviously, something very difficult for agencies to do on their own. And OMB also will create a team of systems architects and developers to provide additional oversight and capabilities. Now, White House Cybersecurity Coordinator Michael Daniels says the cyber challenge and increase in requests for funding is closely tied to agency IT modernization efforts.
We have connected very deeply in this budget, both the modernization of our IT along with the modernization of our approach to how we handle cybersecurity. And the Cybersecurity National Action Plan goes hand in hand with what the administration is trying to do with its approach to IT and technology globally. In particular, we believe that it is critically important that we begin to address the underlying structural weaknesses that we have in federal cybersecurity by modernizing our underlying IT, by updating the governance structure that we have so that agencies can actually manage their cybersecurity more effectively by accessing much more common and shared services across the government, and investing in our people so that we have the adequate resources concentrated in the right places so that agencies can effectively carry out their cybersecurity mission.
Now, you heard Daniel talk about the Cybersecurity National Action Plan, CNAP. That's an acronym, Tom, we're all going to have to get used to. Now, this is really a follow-on strategy from the Cyber Sprint that happened in July post-OPM hack, and the CSIP, another acronym, the Cybersecurity Implementation Plan from late 2015, fall timeframe, that talked about implementation strategy.
The C-SIP sounds like it's gone to a big C-gulp. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, as we know, as you know well, this is a request. What happens if they don't get that money or all the money they're asking for? What can be done in cyber without all of the money or only some of the money?
I mean, that is a huge issue. I mean, Congress has already said this budget, like all budgets, are dead on arrival, but this one more so than ever. And that's where the CNAP does come in. It's filled with short and long-term initiatives that don't all require funding, but will make a difference in the White House's eyes. For instance, one example, OMB plans to name a new federal chief information security officer, a federal CISO. Scott describes this new position that will report directly to him.
The job announcement will go live tomorrow morning. We expect to fill the role in the next 60 to 90 days. And the role will be responsible for the policy, practice, and coordination of information security across the civilian agencies and the federal government. And it will work closely with military and intelligence officials across the government. And that's a key role that many private sector companies have long implemented and is good practice for the federal government.
Now, the federal CISO also will be a chairman of a new CISO council and work closely with other agency CXO councils. Now, the president also signed two executive orders today, the first to establish a new privacy council, again, very similar to a CIO-CFO council of privacy experts, and they'll look at guidelines and policies and such. And he's also creating, through another executive order, a cyber commission asking federal and private sector experts for recommendations, again, to continue to improve federal and private sector cybersecurity.
Jason, that's all cybersecurity, and as you mentioned, about $19 billion. What about beyond cyber? What is OMB requesting in IT funding beyond cyber? Also, what the breakdown is between civilian and DOD in non-cyber IT?
Overall, agencies are going to see about a $1.1 billion increase in their IT budgets. About $89.8 billion is the request. That would be up from $88.7 billion in 2016. The breakdown is pretty straightforward. Civilian agencies would get about $51.3 billion out of that $89 billion, and DOD would get the rest, about $38.5 billion. Both DOD and non-DOD spending total would increase by about $600 million total. There is no agency-by-agency breakdown yet, but I imagine OMB will be releasing that in the next few weeks. Now, beyond the actual dollar request, OMB says there is major progress in changing how agencies actually are spending IT dollars. Tony Scott describes some of the progress over the last few years.
These efforts have saved over $3.5 billion, now actually closer to $4 billion. And the federal government now spends about 8.2% of its IT budget on provisioned services such as cloud computing, which is up significantly over that period of time. In addition, things like agile development, which is an incremental, fast-paced style of software development that can reduce risk of failure, is now used for half of the new software projects that start, compared to just 35% in 2012. And IT hardware spending has declined more than 25% from 2010 levels.
Additionally, OMB says 77% of all rated investments are green. Now, this is up on the IT dashboard. That's up from 69% in 2012. So, you know, CIOs rate their investments, cost, schedule, performance. How are we doing? According to OMB, 77% are all rated green. Now, there's a lot of questions about those ratings. The Government Accountability Office and Congress has started to look into this more closely. So it'll be interesting to see if we get another hearing around that. OMB also reported agencies have closed more than 3,100, almost 3,200 data centers, led by GSA's decision to consolidate 71% of their total data centers. And OMB is continuing to push for digital services. Scott says his plan is to scale up digital services to 25 agencies and have a total workforce of almost 500 people by the end of 2017. He says digital services and the people, those experts, will continue to play a big role going forward.
Jason, it never gets dull, does it?
It's my favorite time of the year, Tom. People always complain, oh, the numbers are meaningless. And I don't disagree with that, but I think when you look beyond the numbers, when you look at the progress reports, it gives you just a wealth of information to see really where the government's heading and where they're coming from and everything in between.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. You can read his story online now at federalnewsradio.com. And be sure to share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.